Shinun says, good days. What is considered that it was fenced around for dwelling purposes, in which case it is, you could carry it like a Rosh Hashanah. Bishop on the day's Dira, he made it as a place for living in. Or he had a door from his house to that area, and then afterwards he put the fence around it, or the wall around it. In other words, in order to go for the deal means at the time that the fence was put up, it was already designated for dwelling purposes. But if you put it up before the house was there, then at the time you put it up, it was not the deal. You know, the Alava says that if you put up the fence before he built the house, it doesn't help. If he made the walls from the three sides, and one side was still open, and then he put his house before he did the fourth side, over there, the Prima Gadam said that that's good enough to make him some Mukum Adira, because before he closed up the entire area, it was already considered area Adira, and then when he closed off the fourth side, which is making it fully Mukum, then that was on the Shem Dira, that's good enough. But as long as he finishes it off, the Shem Dira, that is acceptable. But it has to be a gap of 10 Amas. It's less than 10 Amas, not considered a big enough gap to change the status. If initially it was not made L'Shem Dira, he made a fence without a house in it, and then afterwards he built the house, and now he wants to change the status. So, in itself, it doesn't have to knock down the entire fence. But if it's a pilsa, the yisim me'asara, he has to make a breach which is more than 10 amas, which is considered such a big breach that it renders the situation as if it doesn't have mechitza around it. Mr. Bruce says it was already had a pierce of more than of 10, and it's enough just to add a little bit more to it. The bottom line is, right now it's a situation that he has more than 10 without mechitza. And now, now we look at the house. The house does not have a fence, does not have a fence around it. The yazir either pizza kula. Then afterwards, he will seal up the breach in the wall, where it also helps to make it so it's a pesach, which also helps to stop up that pierce of that breach that he has in the wall. Or yamal yisayir lesser amas, lesser amas pesachin. Another it says he doesn't have to seal up the entire breach. The whole is 11 amas. If he seals up one of them and he remains with only 10, that's also good. But for im paras ama ugdora, if he had a full fence around it, he removed one ama, and then he redid it l'shem dira. L'chazer paras ama etzel mashu godem, l'chazer also king, atshishu ma'asora. Since there, having a stake at one point in time, he had 10 amas without a mechitza, more than 10 amas without a mechitza, and then sealing them back up l'shem dira, here, there was no point of time that he had more than 10 amas without a mechitza. So basically, it was the entire time it was really sealed. It was closed with the wrong type of mechitza. But after he finished taking down one, putting it back, taking down another one, putting it back, it ends up that there was, let's say, 11 amas that were made the shame of Dira. That's also mutter. We don't say that since there was no point of time that you had the breach of more than 10 amas, you cannot change the status. As long as you put 11 amas in the same deer, even if you did one after the other, it's good enough.